With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Around the time the state capitol and Helena locked up for the night last Thursday, the regulars at Cedar Park Lanes and Anaconda started pouring a few beers and lacing up for league bowling. As I walked into the 12-lane bowling alley, the TVs were turned to Thursday night football and playoff baseball, game one of the ALDS, Red Sox and Indians. A birthday party for a kid was being thrown on the far side of the room. It's close to a month before Election Day, and I showed up to ask whoever was there if and how they will cast their vote. Dave Price from Ramsey was leaning up against the shoe rental counter and agreed to chat.
I'm going to be voting Republican, and I've been a Republican, I'm going to vote for Trump. I just don't like anybody that will take our own soldiers and kill them, you know. I mean, you know, Clinton, you know, in Benghazi, you know, she did nothing. She had everything in the world there to do something. She didn't do anything. So there's no way on God's given earth I'd vote for her.
So you're a veteran then?
Oh, yeah.
How many years did you serve?
I served 4 years in Vietnam, five campaigns.
What do you think about the governor's race this year? You got Bullock and Jean Forte.
Yeah, that's tough. Corte, I don't know. You know, I don't know what, they're both lying. It's both sides, you know, it's tough. I still haven't made up my mind which way to go there. You know, that's one of the ones I've, you know, if you go Democrats, you know, is that the right way to go, you know? So I think news people in Montana here, they should turn around and they said, okay, this is what this candidate said. These are the facts of what is true and not true, you know, and then that way the voters can say, well, you know, at least we know that that was a lie. But they don't do that. They just go along because that's their favorite guy, you know.
At a nearby table, I started talking with Linda Price, who's married to Dave. She's also supporting Trump for president. Jobs and the economy are key issues for her, but she's not a straight ticket voter.
I think I like Steve Bullock for that one, that I want to vote for him. I just like how he does, you know, I don't want the refugees in Montana and that kind of thing.
You know, why not Greg Gianforte?
I don't know. I just don't think I like the guy. I'm nothing personal, but I don't like his values. So other than that, I don't know who else I'm voting for. I just gotta look.
Across the table, John Durkin, a retired boilermaker from Anaconda, sat watching Price and I talk. When I sat down next to him, he told me he's never missed a chance to vote. But this year, Durkin doesn't know who he's gonna vote for president. He says the options scare him. In local races, he'll probably vote Democrat.
Oh yeah, I don't like Gianforte, and I don't like Zinke. When Zinke ran, he had a lot of California money to represent him last time he ran, and I didn't like that. I just thought, you know, he did a lot of fundraising down in California, and it worries me with, you know, how much of influence they had on what he votes for in Montana. Gianforte scares me with his tax proposals. You know, it's, the trickle-down doesn't work, you know, take the burden off the rich. Well, I'm still middle-income, and I'm hurting, you know, and I'm retired. And I don't want to get another job to supplement my retirement. I'm 65 now, and I want to go out and bowl. I want every day to be Saturday. Just two Fridays in the month when I get my Boilermaker check and when I get my Social Security check.
Retired bar owner John Hall from Butte sat a few lanes away.
Mr. Trump, all the way.
Yeah, when did you decide that you were all about Trump?
When I found out Hillary was running. Oh, I like our regular guys right now, Zinke, for sure. Who else is running?
We've got the gubernatorial race, so Steve Bullock and Greg Gianforte.
I'm kind of a toss-up there. After I find out what Bullock's been doing, and then I'll kind of go on lean the other way. I'm sort of an independent, but I don't put up with any of their shenanigans.
What about, are there any of the, we got a few ballot issues? Do you follow those at all?
Well, the marijuana deal and stuff like that.
What do you think about that?
I don't mind the medical marijuana. I like that. Because I know, you know, being a bar owner, I know what it is. Some of it's good, some of it's bad.
So you're cool with the medical, maybe not, medical. Not the regular, the medical,
no.
Do you know folks that use that sort of?
Oh yes, yeah. So if it's medical, I'll vote for yes on that.
More than half the people I spoke with at the bowling alley didn't want to talk about politics or be recorded. They didn't come to have a reporter disrupt the flow of their game with a microphone and a list of questions. Politics weren't on their mind when they walked in. Lynn Hamel from Anaconda was reluctant to speak at first, but then agreed.
I mean, I've always been a Democrat, but this time I'm changing.
What made you change?
For all the stuff that's going on. I mean, all the classified, all the emails, all the things that she's done. She's been in office for how many years? 25, 30 years? She hasn't changed. Nothing's changed since her and Obama. Nothing. I want us to be safe. I really do. It's scary what's happening here. I mean, it's, you know, we have ISIS and people, them bringing people in. Look what's happening around the world. I mean, it's scary. It's not even just overseas. It's happening here in the United States. And if it doesn't scare people, there's something drastically wrong.
Greg Gianforte or Steve Bullock for governor, do you have any strong thoughts on them?
Gianforte, I'd like to see him. I've been watching him, too. I don't know. He's a Republican. Like I said, I've never voted Republican. This is me the first year that I've done it. But I like his things, too. He wants to work for the people in the United States. He wants to make changes. I think what's happened is Democrats have been in office for so long, for so many years, that nothing's getting changed. Nothing's working.
Hamel pointed me over to a guy a few tables over. Rick Macy sports a blonde mullet and a University of Montana Grizz tattoo on his forearm. He says he's definitely going to vote.
If there, we get somebody you don't like, you can't say you don't like them because you didn't vote. I mean, it's very important to vote. Very, very important.
And what are some of the issues or candidates you're voting this year?
Mainly lower taxes, jobs, you know, create more jobs, create higher paying jobs. That's what I look at.
And do you see specific candidates that are offering that sort of policy change?
Oh, I like Hillary Clinton myself. I like the way she presents herself. I'm all Democrat. Yeah, I'll never vote Republican. Republican, they're all about money. That, you know, Democrats is for the middle class. Republicans are for the rich, and they'll always be for the rich. When I go to vote, if they have a D by their name, I vote for them. Even if I don't know anything about them, I'm just all Democrat, and I always will be. I'll never vote for a Republican.
Just about everyone I talked with at Cedar Park Lanes was most passionate about the presidential election. Once the discussion moved into down-ticket local races, interest and knowledge really started falling off. Most people I talked with say they get their news from TV. Fox News was popular, along with other local stations. Others turned to online news sources and friends and family. Bill Edwards, the owner of the bowling alley, says most folks that come in on league bowling night are regulars and come year after year. He says some have been around for decades.
My dad got me into it. He loved it. I've started when I was 10 and been in game ever since. I just enjoy being around people. Just the friendship of everybody and being around everybody. And not that they're any different than people that golf or anything, but just being around them.
Edwards says talk doesn't ever really get political at the bowling alley. He says people usually have other things they'd rather talk about. As I walk toward the door, there's a woman bouncing a kid on her hip as she waits for her turn to bowl. In the bar, a couple of men sit tapping at keno machines. Some people aren't bowling at all. They've just come to hang out. It's part of a routine, occasionally interrupted. Election Day is November 8th, and you can catch up on election coverage and listen to interviews and debates with statewide candidates at mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.